This tip is part of a series about writing good scenes. Scenes are the building blocks of stories, novels, memoirs, films, and plays, and writing scenes contains a variety of skills. For today's tip, we look at the importance of really knowing your characters at more depth and clarity than we probably have about ourselves. As the scene appears on the page, there's a lot that we witness. Words spoken, tonality, gestures, body language, physical action, and so on. Think of all that as the part of the iceberg that's above the surface. But just as in real life, with icebergs and with people, there's a lot more happening below the surface. All that exists below is what makes your characters rich and realistic when they appear on the page in scenes. The deep structure below the surface includes elements such as your character's beliefs, values, biases, prejudices, experiences, fears, dreams, feelings, and on and on. If you know these for your characters, you can write scenes with those elements in mind. Here are some examples. Is your character, say, a practicing Catholic, or a lapsed one, or Jewish, or an atheist? Is your character a vocal liberal or a closeted conservative? Has your character traveled the world or never left their home state? Does your character fear failure or being abandoned? Does your character suffer from imposter syndrome or maybe narcissism? You need to know, what does your character truly want? What is it that prevents them from achieving that? I could go on a long time here about the things you need to know, but the question is, how does this change how your character behaves in scenes? Now here's your action step. Get to know your characters on a deep level. Free write about them. Interview them. Act as their therapist. Everything you learn about them will affect how they behave in scenes and will make them come alive to your readers, even if you reveal on the page only a tenth of what you actually know. For more 2-minute tips from Charlotte Litt, listen to Beyond 300 episodes of this podcast or visit charlottelitt.org/tips.